You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to give my opinion on an opinion piece that Tim Pool recently did that was actually a podcast between two quote-unquote anti-feminist women. Now, this opinion piece was put out by the New York Times, and of course, the title had to be changed because the person who wrote it caught so much flack for speaking the truth. Now, the original title was, "Did Women Ruin the Workplace?" Of course, that would be a massive yes, but the title was changed to, "Did Liberal Feminism Ruin the Workplace?" Which once again, that would be a resounding and overwhelming yes. Now, here's the part that caught me off guard because I've never heard this term before. Can conservative feminism fix it? That would be a resounding no. Now, the term conservative feminist. Yeah, no. So what's the difference? Why the attempt at differentiating between the two camps? Seriously, feminism is feminism. Let's be perfectly honest about that. And what does feminism ultimately want to do? Well, it wants the destruction of the nuclear family, a la one Linda Gordon. And it wants a twisted form of revenge through modern women. Yeah, I've spoken about this a few times in the past. Today's feminism is all about the perceived wrongs that were done to women of the past. So women of today are trying to destroy men of today and men of the future, i.e. the young boys. So yeah, we have those things going on. So I guess the author name is Russ Douthat, and he comes out and says, men and women are different. That is a core premise of conservatism in the age of Trump, that liberalism and feminism have come to grief by pretending that the sexes are the same. But what does that difference really mean? Should the right be trying to roll back the entire feminist era? Or is there some form of conservative feminism that corrects liberalism's mistakes? My guests this week are Helen Andrews and Leah Labriscoe Sargent. Both are conservative writers and critics of feminism, but they have very different views on what a right-wing politic of gender should look like. Now, my question is this. How do you differentiate between a liberal feminist or a conservative feminist? Now, of course, when we would say liberal feminist, even though personally I see no difference, that's like trying to say, okay, which one do I want to get bitten by? A rattlesnake or a cobra? Now, of course, when you see the liberal feminist, you get the imagery of the blue hair, nose ring, overweight, loud, screaming woman. But what does the conservative feminist look like? Well, that would be Tommy Lahren. Yeah. She's the quote unquote conservative feminist. But, gentlemen, please do not get caught in trying to differentiate between the two. They both want the same damn thing. Ultimately, superiority over men. Even though, let's be real, they can't do that on their own. They can't. Funny how feminism loves to say they don't need men. But yet, it's only because of weak men who are in positions of power that feminism can actually survive. Yeah. And then you have the worst of the worst, the turncoat feminist man, which we all know those guys are only quote unquote feminists because they're trying to get their PPs touched. That is it in a nutshell. When you look at male feminists, they are some of the weakest, most jelly-back men you could ever find. Why? Because they know. To them, that's their only way to get close to women. And it has been proven time and time again that feminist men tend to be some of the biggest abusers of women once they're found out. Now, I want to go into a response to this. And gentlemen, this response is exactly what you would expect. And when you see the picture of this old bag of bones, yeah, exactly. Once again, what you expect. A bitter, aged out woman that has nothing left in life but to spread her misery to everybody else. Yep, yep, yep. Now, her response was actually published on the 10th of November. And what does she have to say? Here's what she had to say. Yes, liberal feminism ruined the workplace. Let's keep up the good work. Yeah, yeah. See, gentlemen, don't be angry at this post. Be glad. Why? Because more and more women need to just come out and say that they're man haters. Now, before, when I would hear a woman say that she's a man hater, I would be angry. I would ask, why? What did men do to you to make you so angry? Nowadays, I'm just like, cool, cool. At least now I know the type of woman to absolutely avoid and the type of woman never to help. Now, this piece was written by a Gloria Felt. Yeah, you see the picture of this woman. She's got nothing left. But I find it funny. You see a lot of these radical feminists who at one point in time end up being married. She's actually a widow. Yeah, her husband died, but she has three kids, but she hates men. Yeah. Now I'm going to read some of her response. Whenever a tired columnist runs out of ideas, you can almost set your watch by it. A clickbait essay that will soon appear blaming feminists or quote unquote uppity women for whatever's bothering them this week. Voila! Out pops the non-topic of feminism's death or feminism as the ruination of civilization to give them some quick clicks. No, feminism has ruined civilization. It most certainly has. Look at every other country that has embraced feminism. You have populations literally dying out. South Korea, Japan, both of them embraced feminism. Yet nobody wants to say, oh my God, this is why we're dying, because we imported Western feminism. And now the women over here have decided that they're going to jump on the feminist cause and they're going to go against the men. They're going to go against the culture And guess what? We're dying out because of it. Feminism's death has been announced many times. The classic June 29th, 1998 Time magazine cover story, quote unquote, "Is Feminism Dead?" kicked off the implication that the feminist movement had done its job and was now either irrelevant or over. It became a cultural signal repeated endlessly since. Lisbeth asked ironically, "Is feminism dead?" Published June 20th, 2022, just 4 days before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and trashed 50 years of women's reproductive self-determination. The author played off Michelle Goldberg's gloomy declaration that feminism had proverbially not died with a bang, but with a whimper. I could go on, but you get the point. What these commentators rarely notice is the sheer illogic of declaring a movement, quote unquote, dead. At the same time, it's being accused of being so powerful that it has taken over everything, sometimes in the same paragraph. A recent New York Times column that caused such a flap on social media, "Is Liberal Feminism Ruined the Workplace?" is a perfect example. Before I say anything else about this egregious review with two anti-feminist women, the answer to that question is a resounding no. The piece, led and edited by the Times' designated conservative columnist Ross Douthat, offers little pushback on his interviewees' stunning illogic and pseudo-scholarship as they try to make feminine versus masculine vice an actual thing and conservative feminism something other than an alternate reality co-option of real feminism's egalitarian principles. Yeah, there's nothing egalitarian about feminism. It's all about female superiority, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's usually a man who smugly writes this drivel, but not always. After all, I'm proud, yes, proud, to have been listed 10 times in commentator Kate O'Byrne's book, Women Who Make the World Worse. Subtitled, of course, "And How Their Radical Feminist Assault is Ruining Our Schools, Families, Military, and Sports." Blurbed by none other than Laura Ingram. My 10 mentions beat Jane Fonda and Betty Friedan and put me just below Gloria Steinem. Gentlemen, once again, I am glad that this woman came out and said what she said. You gotta love it when women say the quiet parts out loud. Yes, they are man haters. Yes, they have ruined the workplace, but they've ruined way more than just the workplace. Oh, no, 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 no. They are literally, feminism is literally destroying entire societies. Because once again, I have to repeat this, today's women have been whipped up into such a fever pitch by the perceived wrongs that women of the past endured. Now, are we going to say that there was not some bad actors in those days? Yes, but not to the degree that men of today need to be punished for those men. No. No. But yeah, I find it very, very refreshing that this woman put her response out. So gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you all know. You've all seen it for yourself. College, we know that's the grand indoctrination camp. We know college is outright hostile to men. And yet you still have some men who still go to college, but luckily that is declining. That is declining. More and more men are going into trades, which is a good thing. We need more tradesmen than we do college graduates. And besides, tradesmen make a hell of a lot more money. Who does the wealthy call when something's going on with their stuff? They call the tradesmen. Yep. 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 Now, gentlemen, I find this extremely ironic. Once again, women love talking about how much they don't need men, but yet when things go bad, it's men that they call to help them. Never ceases to amaze me. But with that being said, even the most hardcore feminist will request the help of a man when things go bad. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And to you feminists out there who still believe that in the end, you're going to win. No, I got bad news for you. I got really, really bad news for you. You've been nothing more than a tool of the elites. Nothing more, nothing less. So you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. All that power you thought you had over all this time, that has all been fake, manufactured. And guess what? When it's time, the elites are going to pull that power away from you, like they're doing right now. Once again, look at the black women in the black community. When it's your turn, rest of the world, yeah, stand by to stand by. Feminism itself, once deemed no longer useful, it's going to go out right along with it. And with that being said, ladies, the very thing that you hate the most is going to be the very thing you're going to go back to, or you're going to try to go back to, as many women are actually trying to do today. But guess what? The damage is so damn deep. It's going to take at least 100 years to correct it. I don't even think that's going to be enough. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.